If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is happening? This is a Nintendo PowerCast Mini, and we're going to be talking about Mario Kart 8 Deluxe DLC. So, what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments or in Discord, wherever. I want to know your thoughts. I want to hear from you because we're going to talk about this even more this week on the main show. But I've been thinking about this a lot because some of this doesn't make sense to me. Some of these tracks look pretty good. Like Paris here, as you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube, the sky looks nice, right? There are some textures, like it looks pretty good. Other tracks look like they're just partially finished. But even then, some of the plants, you know, and I understand, maybe it's being too picky, but you have to remember that the game already looks so gorgeous. Like when you look at like the donut planes and some of like Mario Kart circuit, these tracks look like there was a lot of effort put in, and these look like they're three quarters of the way there. So I got to thinking, why would this be the case? Well, I think it has to do with Nintendo's fiscal year. I think this push to get Mario Kart 8 DLC not only puts more money in their pocket if people just purchase the DLC straight up, but it also makes the value prop for Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack that much better, or expansion pass, whatever, I think they call it the pack because it's because of the 64. And so I think this was their MVP, right? The minimal viable product. What can we get out before March, which is the end of their fiscal year? And here it is. This is it. So I'm of the mind that this is not going to be the standard going forward with these packs. I think the reason that they're taking so long is one, to give the devs plenty of time to put out the quality that we would expect from Nintendo. And two, I believe that we might even see an update to these tracks. There's zero anti-grav in these tracks. And in some cases, Coconut Mall especially, it looks like they've put road on the walls that you could ride right up onto the side like you would in, like, say, Toad's Turnpike or whatever, which is a 64 track that they added anti-grav to. So I think there's still a chance that we could see an update to these original courses. And I think they just start looking at their numbers and they're like, because I'm a firm believer that Mario Kart 9 is probably ready to launch. I don't think Nintendo was expecting Mario Kart 8 Deluxe to sell like it did. It's a fantastic game. It's my most played game on the Switch. I am a huge, huge Mario Kart fan. I have a Mario Kart shrine, okay, like that I keep adding to. I'm gonna have to get bigger shelving to fit all of the Mario Kart stuff that I've collected over the years. Like, I'm a huge, huge Mario Kart fan. And so I really want to see, these tracks look as good as they should, right? Because Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is one of the Switch's most gorgeous games. There's no question there. There is no question there. You look at this and it's one of those like, how is this?
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
How is this running on the Switch? How does it look so good? But then some of these courses come out and they're like, this does not seem like it's up to par with the other tracks. It just doesn't. It doesn't. And so I do think we will see an update. I mean, even looking at the grass, if you're watching this video right here, like it's literally just green. There's zero textures. And if you go and look at grass and other tracks, it has texture. It looks better. And so, you know, did the textures take time that they didn't have? How fast did these tracks get made? We don't know. We don't know. Was this the plan all along? I don't believe so. I don't think so at all. So again, I want to hear from you guys. Do you think we're going to see an update to these tracks? Do you think tracks going forward are going to be as plain? I mean, to give you an idea, the moment I sat down and started playing these, and Jen sat next to me and she was like, why do these look different? Why do they look like plastic? Why don't they look as good as the others? It became very apparent to me that this is, you know, it's just not up to Nintendo's quality, I would say. I could be wrong, right? I know there's people that are disagreeing with me. I've seen people like chat with me on Twitter about it. And, you know, there's other people that want to just like really defend Nintendo and be like, why are you worried about grass in a racing game and blah, blah, blah. But I think Nintendo set the standard for what this game should look like and then didn't come back and meet it. And so I don't think that, I don't think there's anything wrong with offering critique. There's nothing toxic about it. There's nothing that is wrong with that, especially on a game that you're very passionate about, right? So are the tracks still fun? Of course. Am I excited to race them? Of course. It's more Mario Kart. It's getting to see, you know, I'm looking at Choco Mountain right now. Like getting to see this is great, but coming up on this corner right here, that looks like walls that we could drive on with anti-grav. Maybe put some booster pads there, and you got to decide if you're going to take the inside line or go up on the wall. It's a small little thing, but it adds that extra. It adds just a little bit extra, and it also adds to what was the original shtick of Mario Kart 8, which is the anti-grav, right? There's always been a new innovation. Even those walls right there, if you're watching, those could have been anti-grav. They could even potentially add some anti-grav in here, right? To where we could, I mean, let us go crazy. Let us go on the ceiling and then flip back around, you know? Like, I just, it one of the reasons I am such a huge Nintendo fan, and especially a Mario Kart fan, is because of how creative they get with this series and how far they've come. And it's just odd when it feels like they took a step backwards. That's it. It just seems odd. Like all of the characters that are in here, they just kind of seem like they're copied and pasted, and they're like, hey, let's just add more here and here. You know, it's stuff you didn't really notice in the original game. And it's noticeable here. So hopefully we see some improvements. Like, honestly, I know like the Shy Guys and the Koopa and stuff, they seem to be the main characters we see, some Toads, you know, but I would love to see Spike. I would love to see Spike on a track like this. You know, he seems like he would be a great character to have all around this course. They're gonna have to do a new character model. I get it. You know, it's more work, but I think it would be worth it. So thank you guys so much for listening to this NPC mini. I do appreciate you. Of course, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/Discord. There is a link in the description. Remember, we do have NPC shirts that are celebrating the 5th anniversary of the show. They are only available in the month of March. You can go to n64josh.com/store if you would like to get your own NPC shirt. And that's going to do it for this one. Thank you so much, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.